Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Speaking of drums and percussion, Mel Mercy is with me. Mel, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Delighted to be here.
I'm delighted to have you. I was watching a video recently. Was that something on Sky Arts or something? And Mick Fleetwood, very solid drummer. Fabulous to watch. You know, he's great command of, as a fellow said, of many drums.
Yes.
He's quite something. Yeah. How are you today? You
good? I'm very good, thanks, yeah. I'm delighted to be back up in Dublin.
Absolutely. And you've a big event coming in Clonmel.
That's right.
For the great Micheál O'Sullivan.
That's right, yeah.
I met him a number of times. We interviewed him when he played for us in the studio in Lyric some years ago. He was a gorgeous fella. He was a lovely, lovely company. I bet that you were mates, of course, so you can give me the full lowdown on what was he like behind the scenes of you? No dirt.
No. He was great fun, actually. You know, I had a rehearsal yesterday with a group of students, former students of Micheál's from the late 1980s and the early 1990s, all of whom Micheál taught. And you know, we were rehearsing some of the tunes and material that we're going to play next Saturday. And of course, Micheál was in the room. And when you're in that context with those people, you just remember how much fun we had with him when he was leading those rehearsals, you know.
Yeah.
And at a time, especially for us, you know, we were privileged to be Micheál students when he was at the peak of his kind of teaching powers. He did an awful lot of teaching at UCC in those years in the 1980s and 90s. So he was kind of inspirational in the classroom, and then in the many, many extracurricular sessions and concerts and things, he was a hoot. Yeah. You know, he was great fun. He was inventive. He was always in great form. He was always in great form.
Any time we had occasion to be together, he was up, and I love that because I'm that's the sort of person I like to be too, to be positive. You know, always looking on the bright side and all of that. But boy, what a musician!
Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful musician. And I was lucky, of course, that I spent so many years sitting in the well of the piano, playing with him, you know. Me with my modest rib bones, cow rib bones, and Micheál at the beautiful, you know, grand piano. And I was sitting in the well. So I got a huge amount of Micheál's music and his energy and his spirit through the music, like almost like directly into my body, you know.
Yes, literally.
Definitely feel
That's
it,
right,
you know.
Yeah,
and actually, you know, Micheál, it's hard to believe, but Micheál died 5.5 years ago.
That's
now.
Hard to fathom.
And that's the thing I miss most, actually.
Certainly
in my musical life, apart from just missing him, the person.
Yes.
And the friendship and the conversations and the fantastic conversations that we always had. It's just the sharing the music with him, and there was always a boldness.
Yes.
As well, in the music making,
yes,
you know,
oh,
because
right.
there was an element of even though we played many of the pieces many, many times, it was like a familiar kind of musical space.
So you'd bounce off each other.
Yeah. There was always a bit of crack in it.
Almost
as well.
A bit of jamming.
There was always jamming.
It's fantastic.
There's
three events, and that's correct. Reflections Revisited is actually three, but you're involved in two. Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The piece that I'm curating, Cliath na mBarr asked me if I would put together a concert for this series, a legacy series, celebrating Micheál. And I thought that what I would do is go back to the UCC years. Micheál left UCC in 1994 to go to the University of Limerick. And I thought that I would maybe focus on those years, which I think were where he was extraordinarily creative in the 1980s and the early 1990s. You know, I was just looking at the albums, for example, that came out in that time. His first solo album in 1976, The Dolphin's Way in 1987, Casa Sunsets Turning 1990, Gasha Flowing 1992, and Between Worlds in 1995. Extraordinary period of creativity. But also the time when those of us who were students there were fortunate enough to meet him in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And he was an inspirational teacher. He was responsible for elevating the status of traditional Irish music in the academy, and so that it stood shoulder to shoulder at that time with classical music, which was the music that you could perhaps only study in other universities. So when you walked into that room as a traditional music, you were validated. Micheál had an extraordinary way of speaking about the history of the music and the creativity in the music, while never losing a sense of the poetry of the music. So it was a wonderful experience.
Plus, there was the man in the middle of you.
Oh,
that
completely.
Great sense of...
Oh, look, you know, the images I have of the traditional music society at the time was really, really, really vibrant. So there was a lot of student activity. And Micheál was always in at the heart of that, like in these heaving sessions of music, you know, on Thursday nights in the Rockview Bar, where he'd be inside. And Micheál could play a lot of instruments. It wasn't just the piano. He'd be on the... He'd be playing the ukulele, for example. He'd whip out the flute and he'd play a tune. Or he'd sit down with his little African mbira, his little thumb piano, sitting right in the middle of it. So yeah, it was an extraordinary time.
I want to play a piece in a second. The educational legacy of Micheál O'Sullivan. This is on Sunday. It's a panel discussion sharing memories of Micheál as a lecturer in UCC and of the Irish World Academy of Music. Anyway, have a listen. Still one of our favourites, Must Be More Crispy. You're on this as well. Sacrilege jumping in on top of this, but what can we do? I'm just remembering, that's Must Be More Crispy, the live recording with Mel and Micheál O'Sullivan on that. And we were just reminiscing there about Rory Golden of Virgin Records and the promotion. They would come in with Phil Collins, but they'd also come in, Rory would come in with Micheál O'Sullivan. Or do you know what I mean? Like, he was part of that package.
Very
and deemed to be just as important.
Yeah, I think when Venture took him on, Virgin Venture, really his star rose very, very quickly then,
yes.
You know, because the work, that's this very rich vein of work here, you know, from The Dolphin's Way on.
Yeah.
That was really sent then out into the world by Virgin Records.
But that's the point. By being on Virgin, he had the opportunity to be accessible, because there was no Spotify.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Isn't it interesting?
That's right.
This was the way that he would get his name known internationally, you know? Listen, you sent us a great piece, Shake Hands With Your Uncle Dan.
Yeah.
What's this about?
Yeah, you see, one of the reasons why I wanted to focus on this period is that all the albums we've been talking about, all that music, Woodbrook and Must Be More Crispy, which come out of that period, of course they're very well known.
Yeah.
But Micheál was up to all sorts of things as well,
right,
which were a little bit under the radar, musically speaking.
Thank God for that.
And a lot of that was done with the students.
All right.
And so we would spend these fantastic weekends out in Sullom Studios, out in Ballyvourna, experimenting with Micheál. And so one of the projects that we worked with him on was the music that he wrote for Johnny Patterson's Travelling Circus. So Johnny Patterson was a 19th century circus performer and a drummer and a singer and a songwriter. So he wrote many famous songs like The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door, exactly, and Shake Hands With Your Uncle Dan.
Yeah.
And so we worked with them and to make the music for that. And so I sang several of the songs. Now, I'm not a singer, Marty. In fact, I said to the lads yesterday when we were rehearsing this that I had not sung any of these songs for 35 years. And the last time I actually sang in public was at my wedding when I married my beautiful wife, Maura O'Keefe. And then that actually wasn't even a traditional song. That was Engelbert Humperdinck.
It wasn't Please Release Me, I hope.
It was not. It was You Say You're Finished With Love. Also controversial.
Good for you. You sang at your wedding.
I sang at my wedding.
Were you not nervous?
I was not nervous, no.
Oh,
I wasn't nervous, no.
Yeah.
But so I'm not really a singer, so it was quite a shock to have to sing this yesterday. But
and how did it go?
It went very, very well, I think, and I'm going to use a megaphone. We used a megaphone at the time when we recorded to kind of create that old,
old sound.
Sure.
And this Shake Hands With Your Uncle Dan is yourself and Micheál.
Well, actually, it's myself and Micheál and the group of students who will be playing next Saturday. Micheál called to the group at that time the Johnny Patterson, Neo Cayley and All-Purpose Circus Band.
A catchy title. This is it. Let's listen.
Shake hands with your Uncle Dan, me boy.
Shake hands with your Uncle Dan. Mel Mercier with me, and we're talking about Micheál Na Sualadh. And this event, this is the Clonmel Junction Arts Festival. There's a lot of bits and bobs going on, but we talk about that piece of music. And on Saturday in the Friary, that's people get a chance to hear this.
That's right. So we're going to perform a few pieces from the Johnny Patterson Travelling Circus. Fiona Kelleher will be along as well to sing The Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door.
Right.
We're also going to play some... Micheál wrote his PhD about Tommy Potts, the Dublin fiddler.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play some Tommy Potts music. And he also worked with Alois Fleischmann, who was one of his teachers at UCC when he was a student himself. He worked with Alois Fleischmann on the sources of traditional music. And so these are thousands of tunes collected in various collections. And we're going to play some of that. So it's really a concert that focuses on, as I say, that music that maybe is a little bit under the radar.
But what it does is, it brings, it seems to me, from this removed, it brings together all the differing forms that he was involved in.
Absolutely.
In other words. And you may not know some of it, and then you will know others, and you go, oh, hang on a second. I presume that's the idea.
Yeah, and also because we spoke earlier about the fun and everything. Micheál was incredibly inventive. And so this was an experimental time too. One of the pieces we're playing, the concert's called Eclego. Another weekend we spent down in Solon Studios making this very experimental piece with Micheál, where he was playing synthesizer, there's sections in it called Scramble in the piece where everybody plays a different tune at the same time, for example. There's a moment where
that's called noise, man.
It's beautiful noise, and where we will get up, but there's also a moment in it where into the composition where we get up and we go out into the audience and we shake their hands and say, you know, just say Eclego, Eclego, which is like a kind of, you know, form of welcome. And so it was very experimental time, and it's also was quite collaborative, Marty.
Yes.
So, you know, Micheál came in and he would always be drawn out the students. He did that in the classroom in every way, you know. He would draw people out. He might say, look, will you make a polka now out of that tune there, and we added in. So yesterday when we were talking, I mean, two things yesterday was, first of all, we found that the recordings on the tape were very fast because they were all 35 years older, so we've got to find the energy to play them up to speed Saturday. And the other thing is, none of us could quite remember who composed which parts of various things, yeah? It was very much Micheál's project.
And of course, but it was collaborative.
But it was very, and he was fantastic like that throughout his life, actually.
Yeah.
He was brilliant at giving people opportunities. So musical opportunities, and then, you know, certainly when he went to UL, giving opportunities for people to lead and to direct, and that was one of his great gifts, actually. And that continues now. I mean, the students who in UCC who stayed on and who continue to go there since 1994, and all of his students at the academy, they still benefit from Micheál's teaching.
Yeah, and the way he taught.
And the way he taught.
Well, listen, it's Eclego, because I can say it to you now, on Saturday in Clonmel, and then Sunday. Sunday's the main guard, Saturday is the Friary for the Clonmel Junction Arts Festival. We're going to leave with the old Grey Goose, will we?
Yeah,
from,
lovely.
From Micheál. Keep the faith. And Mel, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much, Marty.
I think you have a great voice.
Thank you.
So no bother. Safe journeys. God bless you. gorgeous. The old Grey Goose music from Micheál O'Sullivan and Mel Mercier with us this morning. Fantastic tunes this morning, Mart. Perfect company. Just completed an early morning round trip from Kilkenny to Dublin Airport and back dropping a family member heading to Bellitalia.